Okay, so we're in the still in the beginning of the fourth parak brachos. Actually, I'd like to go back to the first mission again on the chavav. So we were talking until now about the machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about tefilas hashachar. And if you look at the mission, you'll see there's also machlokus by tefilas hamincha. So the Mishnah says, "Tefilas haShachar ad Chatzos, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad Dalat Shos, Tefilas haMincha ad HaErev, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad Plag haMincha." All right, so there's a machlokus in Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about when is the end of the Zman Tefilas Mincha. So it says ad HaErev. So maybe that's very clear to everybody, but it's not clear really that much what ad HaErev means. So what I'd like you to do, that's all I really want you to do in the Gemara, because I have something else for you to do. But you could look up the Rashi, first of all. Not too much Rashi, just the first Rashi. And then the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah is, of course, on page, at the beginning of the fourth parak. It's on page Yud Ches in Dapei Harif. Page Yud Ches Dapei Rif, also called page 35. Unnumbered 35. And it's the second bold Rabbeinu, Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah in the Perek. Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. So do this Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay? So that's all I really want you to do. There's a lot of discussion of this in the Gemara, but there's some fundamental information that you need to have in order to really understand what's going on, and that is when we all know that the sequence of events is Shkia Bein Hashmashos Teisa Kochovim, right? Shkia is the beginning of Bein Hashmashos. At Bein Hashmashos you have Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila, and Teisa Kochovim is Vade Laila. Okay, so there's a huge machlokes as to how to define the Shkia that introduces Bein Hashmashos, and you have to really understand this machlokes, or at least know about it, in order to understand what the different opinions are about when Tfilas HaMincha ends. So what I've given you in the handouts is basically two simonim in Shulchan Aruch. The first simon in Shulchan Aruch, on the page that says Shulchan Aruch Orachayim Hilchos Shabbos B'. I have no idea what that really is supposed to say. It's probably supposed to say. Well, I know what it is. It's Simen Reish Samach Aleph in Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, so that's what it is. Matter of fact, if you look, it's sort of the Simen Reish Samach Aleph Sif Beis. That's what the is. Sif Beis. For some reason, if you look on the first line, the middle of the line, it says Simen Reish Samach Aleph Sif. See that in the middle of the first line? That is supposed to be Hilchos Shabbos. Simen Reish Samach Aleph Sif Beis. That's Sif. You won't understand it if you try understanding it. It'll just be confusing. That is really part of the heading. I guess I wasn't so careful about it. I don't know how it happened, but somehow that happened. So the first thing I gave you is the halacha in Hilchos Shabbos that talks about Tosefes Shabbos, or Tosfos Shabbos. There's a mandiyam. There are many Rishonim hold that that you're supposed to be most of Mikodesh Al Chol. And it's called Tosa Shabbos. And the question is, when you're looking very quizzically at me, Irwin, you think about something else. Okay.
No, Tosa Shabbos, beginning of the end.
Well, we're talking here about the beginning.
Yeah.
Once you've added it at the beginning, then it's already got extra Shabbos. So, Tosa Shabbos talking about the beginning. So there are Rishonim, not all Rishonim hold this way, but many Rishonim hold that there's any of Tosa Shabbos. And the question is, when do you do the Tosa Shabbos? So in that discussion, that's the main place we have the discussion of when does Bein HaShmashos start, because that affects when the inyan of because Tosa Shabbos is already Sofik Yom Sofik Laila, so you have to, Tosa Shabbos has to be before that. So the question, that's where the main discussion of what is, when does Bein HaShmashos start, exists.
So that Tosa Shabbos, isn't it? Wouldn't it be before Shkia?
I'm not using the word shkia for a reason, because shkia is a very confusing word. It's before Lila, and since Lila is Banish Marshes is suffering Yom Suffolk Lila, so it's before Banish Marshes. I'm not using the word shkia for a reason. Alright? So in this discussion you'll see that there's a huge machlokas Gaonim Rishonim as to how to define when Banish Marshes starts. And what I've given you is the Shulchan Aruch holds one way, okay, which we actually don't hold that way. The Shulchan Aruch or Moa hold one way, and the Bir Halacha on that Siman Shulchan Aruch explains the different shitos. And these are fundamental shitos in when Banish Moshe starts, and it affects all kinds of things. It affects Tosis Shabbos, but it also affects when you can do malacha, to when you can do malacha on Shabbos. It also affects if a child is born, when is it considered Shabbos, when is it considered Friday, when are you going to have a bris milah on Shabbos, when is the eighth day going to be defined. It affects that. It also affects something that's really what we're talking about, tfilas ha-mincha ad ha-erev. When does the Erev start? Okay? So, what I'd like you to do is do that Siman and Shulchan Aruch with the Bir Halacha. And then, I gave you another Siman and Shulchan Aruch which talks about the Din by Tfilas HaMincha. Okay? That's our Halacha. And that is really a manifestation of the Mechaber Shita in the Din of Tosefa Shabbos. So do the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Mincha, do the Mishnah Berurah on it, who explains the connection. There's another Mishnah Berurah that I gave you, and then I gave you a very interesting Bir Halacha about how to sort of biyotze both shitas. And Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph. And a couple of Mishnah Berurahs on there, and a couple of Bir Halachas on there, and one Sharetzi, and all on that. Okay, so that by the end of this, you should know what the fundamental shitas are as to when Bein Hashemosho starts, its ramification to Tosefa Shabbos and Molocha in general on Shabbos, and its application to the din of Tfilas. Mincha ad ha'erev. I should point out to you that there's machlokas in the Mishnah between the Chachamim and Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda as to whether it's what ad ha'erev or ad plag ha'mincha. We actually, the Gemara, we didn't learn the Gemara, but the Gemara says that there's no clear psach, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, Ovid Kamar Ovid, that basically you could do either way, and that is a whole also separate discussion which you'll see in the Shulchan Aruch as to how consistent do you have to be? Do you have to be consistent throughout your lifetime? Do you have to be consistent throughout one specific day? Or can you be inconsistent if you really need to be? However, even in Rabbi Yehuda, this machlokas as to when you define Bein Hashmashos and consequently your Erev affects Rabbi Yehuda also, because his shita of Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter before the shita of the Chachamim. That's what the Gemara seems to say. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Okay? And the whole idea of Shozmanios also gets introduced over here. There's two fundamental machlokesin. One is when Banish Moshe start, and one is how do you calculate a Shozmanis. In other words, what are the endpoints? Basically, a Shor's Manis is a 12th of a day. The question is, you'll see, where are the endpoints? Mm-hmm. Are the endpoints sunrise and sunset, or are the endpoints Alos HaShachar and Seisa Kohavim?
So,
Shor's
Manis is a time span, or?
A Shor's Manis is a length of time, which constitutes a halachic hour that is dependent upon the length of the day. So it's a 12th of the day. The question is, how do you define the day?
The 12th depends when
It depends on how you define the day, and it depends, of course, on when, and it depends on the time of the year in terms of when those times take place.
If we're starting from this is right now. We don't know when the start point and when the end point.
No, this is right now. We know now that it's
right. That like you didn't want to use the Shin word. So we
right.
don't know when.
Well, we're not going to know when you finish either.
It's machlokas.
It's a fundamental machlokas. As is the shkia word, right? No, I didn't want to use the shkia word because the shkia word is interpreted different ways.
My question was, we don't know when to start the 12. When to start dividing it into 12 from Amar Hashapa or Net. Or from what
you call
skia or
sex. Right. Excuse me for using the word skia. Skia, I should use it with sunset. Sunset.
That's the debate. What we're going to
There's two fundamental debates. One is when Bein Hashmosho starts, and one is how do you determine the Shoah's manis. The two fundamental debates, and I think they're interrelated. I'm not quite sure how. I think they may be really related, but I don't think they're identical. I'm not sure why. Okay? So again, the Mishnah, the Rashi, Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, then start with the two pages. I wanted to have you do some Gemara, but I realized I gave you two full pages of handouts. So it's probably not going to get into too much Gemara. Okay.